Giants are sticking with Drew Lock as their starting quarterback for Week 15 against the Ravens if he is healthy. Well, Panthers running back Jonathan Brooks tore the same ACL yesterday that he tore in college and will miss the rest of the season. Tennessee, the new number one in the latest AP Top 25 Men's College Hoops poll.
Fox Sports update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. As implementation of California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act ramped up the past couple of years, farmers who learned late about their far-reaching law have encountered additional challenges. In 2017, Madera County farmer Makan Singh borrowed money to purchase farmland and plant almond trees, long-term investments he may be unable to recoup due to the law's groundwater pumping restrictions. As groundwater management tightens, some groups are expanding their efforts to educate farmers. Post-election farmer sentiment jumped in November as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer climbed 30 points to 145, the highest since 2021. Both current conditions and future expectations increased. Future expectations were up 37 points to 161, while current conditions rose 18 points to 113. Some of the reasons behind the improvement include expectations for a future of more favorable regulatory and a tax environment for the ag sector. Biden administration officials won't finalize guidelines on a new clean fuel production tax credits intended for the airline and biofuel industries before they leave office in January. Three sources told Reuters that cast significant doubt on a key piece of the president's climate goals. The tax credit was due to take effect January 1st, but a lack of detailed guidance from the Treasury Department would make the program dormant.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers' next Sacramento sale on December 11th and 12th. This online auction features close to 3,000 items to choose from, including a wide selection of heavy construction equipment and truck tractors. Don't miss Ritchie Brothers' absolute unreserved auction on December 11th and 12th. Open to the public and registration is free. For more details, visit rbauction.com. Again, that's rbauction.com.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are kicking off the new trading week lower, with shares of NVIDIA lagging after China announced an antitrust probe into the chip giant. Investors are also awaiting key economic data this week. The Consumer Price Index report will be released Wednesday morning. Energy and healthcare are gaining today, while financials, industrials, and tech stocks are lagging. However, Apple and Amazon have hit all-time highs. Shares of App Lovin' stock had gained 900% on the year through Friday's close, and some thought the app monetization company was a likely candidate to join the S&P 500. But when the S&P Dow Jones Indices announced the new forthcoming entrants, App Lovin' didn't make the cut, and its stock is plunging 12% today. Instead, the index committee went with asset manager Apollo Global Management and workplace cloud services platform Workday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
If you're under the impression that federal food stamps are available only to the elderly and the poor, you're in for a surprise. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
If you've had the experience of standing in the checkout line at the supermarket next to a strapping young fellow with a big basket of groceries who pays for them with food stamps, and you're worrying how long you'll be able to find the cash to feed your family after you've paid your taxes, you've probably wondered about the food stamp program and how it works. You're not alone. Plenty of other taxpayers are beginning to ask the same questions, and with good reason. One irate father called me from another state last year. He makes $100,000 a year. Why, he demanded to know, was my state government providing his son with food stamps while the young man was going to college in California? Well, the fact is, under present federal regulations, a full-time student living away from home can have food stamps at the taxpayer's expense, even if his father earns $1 million a year. One young woman in California took just enough college courses to avoid the food stamp work requirement. She was studying to be a witch. There's no minimum age for food stamp recipients either. In California last year, a special task force investigating the program found cases where 14-year-olds ran away from home and lived in communes on food stamps. Even strikers are eligible, which takes the government out of its traditional role of being neutral in labor disputes and puts it in the position of subsidizing strikes. Obviously, something's wrong. Food stamps began in 1964 as a plan for distributing agricultural surpluses to the needy. Fewer than 400,000 persons received the stamps. Today, 13 million get them. That's an increase of 3,150% in 10 years. We've long since used up that agricultural surplus. In fact, today our problem's one of shortages. But according to a recent congressional report, in another 2 years, 60 million Americans, one out of every four, will be receiving food stamps at the expense of the other three. Like some other government programs that grew out of our compassion for the needy, food stamps have gone out of control. In a nation that's taken pride in self-reliance for 200 years, we're actually encouraging able-bodied young men and women to go on the dole. Yet the food stamp program was never intended to subsidize college students and teenage runaways. Some politicians react to every attempt at welfare reform as if it were an attack on poor people, closing their eyes to the reality that such programs become less efficient the older and bigger they get. There hasn't been a government program yet that couldn't benefit from periodic review and reform. That task force I mentioned came back with a long list of food stamp abuses, thefts, red tape, and counterfeiting, all of which added up to a hefty chunk of the annual $4 billion bill the taxpayers pay for food stamps. They made 32 recommendations to tighten eligibility, improve security, and streamline the program. In California, we adopted what reforms we could last year, but food stamps are a federal program, so most of the changes will have to be made in Washington. They could begin by moving this welfare program, for that's what it is, from the Department of Agriculture, where it now takes one-third of the department's budget, to the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, where it belongs. Will Congress do anything about this mess? Well, maybe that's up to you. A group of congressmen calling themselves the Steering Committee have studied that task force report and are preparing corrective legislation. Whether it passes will depend a lot on whether enough taxpayers tell their congressmen just how they feel about a program that's supposed to help the needy, but which actually redistributes the taxpayers' earnings to subsidize a lot of people who'd just rather not bother earning the money themselves. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. On December 11, 1868, four men were lynched. Usually a lynching was a spur of the moment thing. This one wasn't. It could have been predicted before the men were even put in jail.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. Terry and I and all of our staff at Roosters want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, I happened to run into Santa Claus himself the other day at the shooting range. We discussed how the elves will load the sleigh with those special Christmas presents that require a 10-day background check. So, we decided that you have to start your registration paperwork no later than Saturday, December 13th. So we can release everyone's gifts no later than Monday, December 23rd. We're closing at 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve so that the Roosters crew has time to get those presents to the North Pole for the late night run.
Hi, this is Terry. Don't forget that Roosters has literally everything you need for Christmas, except dinner. From gifts, stocking stuffers, coffee, and tributes to Blue Lives, we have it all. Merry, Merry Christmas to all. May God bless you this season, and please visit us at 98 South Main Street in Templeton and our website at roostersfirearms.com.
A short-lived but very active gang of the 1860s was the Reno Gang. They were the first gang to rob a train. They also engaged in crimes of all kind, including counterfeiting. With the Pinkertons dogging their trail, key members of the gang were arrested and placed in the Council Bluffs, Indiana jail. But they escaped a short time later. Following another dramatic train robbery, two of the gang members were arrested and put in jail. To make sure they didn't escape again, the local citizens hanged them. Shortly afterward, three more members of the gang were arrested. This time, as the Pinkertons were taking them to jail, a vigilante gang overcame the Pinkertons, escorted the members of the gang to a nearby tree, and hanged them. Seeing the writing on the wall, five members of the gang, including Frank Reno, escaped to Canada. But the Pinkertons also crossed over the border and arrested them. After an extradition battle that even included the involvement of President Andrew Johnson, these members of the gang were returned to the States and secured in the New Albany jail. Everyone knew that these men wouldn't stand trial, even the remaining free gang members. The free gang members declared open warfare on the members of the Indiana vigilantes by shooting and beating them. They even threw rocks through their windows with notes tied to them saying, "If the Renos are lynched, you die." But it did no good. On the evening of December 11, a group of men wearing scarlet masks rushed the jail, wounded the sheriff, and secured the keys. One at a time, the Indiana vigilantes hanged the jailed members of the Reno gang. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Take it from me, folks. Don't let your ride go from ho, ho, ho to oh, no.
When Santa's sleigh needs a tune-up, he trusts Shifting Gears Auto Repair.
You bet! A tune-up at Shifting Gears keeps my sleigh purring and my reindeer from asking for overtime.
Shifting Gears Auto Repair at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles is your go-to for top-notch repairs and friendly service.
Are you ready to elevate your golf game and experience the beauty of San Luis Obispo County? Introducing the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It's your ticket to an unforgettable golfing season. For just $125, enjoy unlimited access to not one, not two, but three incredible courses, Morrill Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek. But there's more. When you buy your SLO County Golf Card, you receive a free round of golf at Morrill Bay, one free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You also celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf through March 29th of next year. Ready to swing into action? Then purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Prices go up January 1st, 2025.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will, and in studio this afternoon, we have a special treat. Some folks that I think I described it a little bit this morning is that people that have lived in the area here in the North County and newcomers have come in, they've heard of this place known as the Work Ranch. Now, where is it and how did it all get started and so forth? So welcome, Maddie Work and Kelly Work. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so let's go back to the beginning, a little brief history, or not as much history as you want, on the, which I would consider, and I think many, again, who've been in the area for a while, the famous Work Ranch.
So I always have to clarify, I get a second look. What was that? What was that last name? Don't ask how to spell it, please. It's really just the four-letter word, W-O-R-K. It's our last name. And I get a giggle out of that every time. But my husband, Ben Work, and I are classmates from Paso High. His family, he's fourth generation on the Work family ranch. And the Works came a long time ago from the Shetland Islands and just stayed and became established year after year, and here we are, and this is my daughter, fifth generation, Maddie Work. So we're excited to keep it going, and keep it going as it has been.
Other than what's, you know, updated and some of the things we're going to be talking about today on, you know, the writing in the Camp 5 and some other things, has it always been, quote, and again, this is, I think it's tricky because of the name, and when people probably hear Work Ranch, what they're thinking, it's a working, what does that mean? Not that, you
right.
know, hey, it's our last name.
It's our last, it really is, I promise. and you're asking what more we do?
Well, I mean, yeah. from the get-go, they just...
It is the Working Ranch.
Yeah.
Yes. It is definitely a family affair. It is a working ranch. Cattle, beef cattle, grain farming, dry land farming, mostly barley, and we put up hay. And our son recently bought Campfire Outfitters, and he's a guide and runs a guided outfitter operation. It's great. So he is very involved with the wildlife management, which is something that all the things we do all go together, you know. We have to farm to put good food out there for the cattle, and we raise the cattle for good grazers. My husband would... hope I would say they're solar energy converters. And and then when we got married right away, I was like, okay, I'm out further than I expected. We need people. So I started the trail rides. And that was just a slow side hustle for fun. And then kind of grew into kids camps and retreats and farm stays. My father-in-law, George Work, actually pushed legislation through to have the first legal farm stay in California. And that was pretty cool. That was like in 2000. So we're hoping to bring those back. We haven't been doing that a while. They did marriage encounter retreats for a very long time, like 18 years. Amazing, amazing. My mother and father-in-law, Elaine and George. We now work with the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program, and that's been over 10 years. We've had teen camp with the EOD Warrior Foundation. So the side hustle has turned into this service of my heart, you know, and it's been amazing.
Now, did you grow up being a ranch?
No. I mean, Paso was so much more rural back in the day. I got to ride my dirt bike all over, and I did have a horse for a short time, and definitely a tomboy, but not, no. Everything about ranching I have learned from my husband and his family.
How many acres are out there?
The ranch is 12,000 acres.
Okay. And for those, it's out in Ranchita Canyon, and I can tell you when you tell people, well, how far out is it? I always like to say, well, as the crow flies, it's really not that far. It's just that you have these different roads right. That you have to go through. But the drive itself, though, is soothing because it's beautiful.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Now, Maddie, you had no choice. You grew up in this.
Yes, that's right. I did. Very lucky to be grown up in this.
And the capacity that you have out there at the ranch?
Well, I'm lucky enough that I've gotten to live there my whole life, even after I was too old to live in my parents' home. actually, all of my siblings and I have a brother and a sister, and we all live on the ranch, and we all contribute as much as we can. But I have
They've been my best team.
Yeah, I think they had kids, so they had their employees.
Like that baseball team.
And to answer your first question about the last name, I think God had a plan because we literally live up to our last name. We all just work too much sometimes, I think. We don't know how to not work. I help with the horses a lot and the cattle, and I really want to start helping more with bringing the public to our place to share the beautiful place we live on, and that's probably going to be through horses.
Now, through the horses, so you're talking about probably, because I know in, you know, the spot that you do, that this could be an experience for people of all ages.
Yes.
To come out and experience the, you know, for, I don't know what kind of packages or deals that you have for, you know, a day, 2 hours, or whatever it may be. Do you have riding lessons?
We haven't done riding lessons in a while, but we are open to maybe starting that back up.
Mm-hmm.
But we have day trail rides that are an hour and a half, so 90-minute trail rides. We offer sunset rides in the evenings that are also about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and then we can offer dinner after. And we also started to do these adventure rides that are usually 4 hours for people that want to spend more time in the saddle. And
see more of the ranch and get a different view. Mm-hmm. Of things.
So, excuse me, if I'm somebody that, you know, I've always wanted to do this, but I've never been on a horse before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, you mentioned that the people that would be getting on these horses, these aren't, you know, wild, crazy horses and so forth. These horses are, you know, I'm not going to say easy, but they're reliable horses and safe horses.
I would put my 3-year-old son on all the horses that people come out and ride, would ride. So we
They're
have
awesome.
A really great string of horses. My mom has done an amazing job for a long time of always having safe horses. If a horse isn't perfect, we don't keep them. They go to someone else that can do a better, that they will do better with. So we have good horses.
I go online and I call up and I thought, you know, this would be kind of great for our, you know, my family to come out and do this and so forth. So what is the process from the time we pull up on the ranch to get us on the horse and take off?
You're usually greeted by a dog. There's a lot of dogs.
Well, it's a ranch. I mean.
Mm-hmm. My poor mother, she gets upset because all three of her kids have too many of their own dogs, and she has too many of her own dogs, and we tell her, well, you raised us this way.
Yeah.
So
it's
sorry, but not really.
Place.
And I couldn't tell you which one. There's a lot that you could be greeted by, but they're all very nice. And then we'll welcome you and give you a little bit of our history, and then we'll make sure you're fitted for the right helmet and sign release forms.
Yep.
And we will have however many horses need to be tied up ready, and we usually have to judge people by leg length and height on who's going to fit in what saddle that we put on the horses. We usually have them saddled before you come.
Mm-hmm.
And then we bring you into the arena with some step-ups so you can mount your horses, and then we give a little quick little riding lesson, if you will, to prepare people for how to stop and move, and then we ride out.
So, but the again with the horses is that they know what they're doing and what they're supposed to do.
Yes.
But they you know, it's funny because I haven't been on a horse many time in my life, but it seems like each time I got on a horse, he looked back saying, "Okay, mm-hmm. I know what I have here."
Mm-hmm. And that is true, and that will stay true for a long time. Most horses will try to figure you out, but that's why there's a guide with you that can help you along the way.
Yeah.
But they do rather be together. Horses are herd animals, and so if the rest of the herd's moving forward, they're going to probably follow along. But you have to know to pull up if they try to eat, because they will definitely sometimes try to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great experience for people, particularly, I mean, there's not that many people who own or have horses, or even maybe they've sat on a horse, but they haven't been out in beautiful country looking at the scenery and taking it all in for, you know, an hour or the 4 hours.
It's a really awesome connection to watch people go, "Oh, I haven't been on in so long. This just kind of scratches that itch, you know." To be able to come out maybe once a month, we try to be open to, you know, locals, have something that's affordable for locals if they just need, they can't afford a horse or board a horse or have a lot of time to really ride, but can get out and know we're just 18 miles northeast of Paso to come and jump in on a ride, and just to get outside and be around it. Just they love to just go in the tack room and see all the saddles and smell the good smells, and it's just good for you. And nice. We have a guest, we call it our guest book, but it's an old tack room, and when people leave, we ask them to sign on the wall and pin on one of the maps where they're from, and the world map is getting full, and it's so cool. And we've just met folks from all over the world that just connect with horses in an awesome way. So it's really neat.
What, after, you know, I'm just curious here, particularly with, you know, you say people from all over the world, is that after they've, you know, they show up, they drive up and they get on the ranch, do they kind of take a look around and they go, "Oh my gosh, this is, you know, gorgeous"?
Yeah. They're very surprised often, because a lot of folks don't think California looks like this. You know, they don't understand this is California, you know, and they're amazed. And then when we can get them up on the ridge and for a ride, and they can see a 360-degree view and can see all the way to the, you know, you can see the airport on Airport Road. So it's beautiful, and it's fun to share the experience with.
All right, so you have the guided the trail ride experience for people, again, of all ages, and obviously they don't have to have any skill whatsoever,
right,
to do that, but they kind of make sure that they're not afraid of horses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they shouldn't be, even if there's a, you know, a little hesitation. I always think for people then, well, maybe this is something that you can put on your bucket list.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
Go out, and, you know, I think it's great that you have the different hours. Because people can say, you know, "I'm not sure I can do 4 hours, but..."
Oh, right. Well, and some people probably shouldn't if they haven't ridden in a while, because they'll get sore.
Yeah. The four-hour adventure, though, is fun, because we pack lunch and go for an hour and a half break. And we have a really beautiful spot. We call it the campground, but it's...
And stretch.
Yeah, they can get out and stretch and then get back on.
Okay, we're talking with Kelly and Maddie Work from the Work Ranch. You're listening to Sound Off. We'll be right back.
Fox News. News, I'm Tom Graham. A 26-year-old is in custody following the deadly shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City last week. Suspected gunmen arrested in Pennsylvania.
Members of the Altoona Police Department arrested Luigi Mangione, a 26-year-old male, on firearms charges.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch, a motive for the shooting still unknown. Syria's former prime minister agreeing to hand over power to rebel forces who toppled President Bashar al-Assad.
This alliance of rebels is made up of a coalition of different forces, with the strongest being HTS. That is a group that the U.S. has designated as a terror group. Opposition forces started their offensive less than 2 weeks ago, taking advantage of Assad's key allies, Russia and Iran, facing conflicts of their own.
Fox's Alex Hogan, America's listening to Fox News.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
This Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero's Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland. With over 70 tons of snow, a massive snow slide, a snow pile area, Joe's little train, a bungee jump, and more. Santa and his elves will be there until 8, along with live music and dance performances. Shop downtown merchants and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland, this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in the studio with Maddie and Kelly Work from the Work Ranch. And Maddie, you have something for the ladies out there that you'd like to let them know about.
Yeah, so we not only provide rides for folks that don't have their own horses, but we also have some fun events coming up for folks with their own horses. A good friend of mine, a group of friends of mine, actually sat at Taco Mafia in San Miguel and came up with the Workin' Cow Gals group that is basically bringing friends in the equine world together to do different activities on their horses. And so we have the place, the facility for it, and so we are opening it up to that. We are going to have a little ranch trail trial buckle series in the spring, winter spring, and we are going to hopefully grow every year and have a women's trail ride as well that'll be on our ranch. We had our first one last year, and we called it a rendezvous. And we had about 30 gals come out with their horses, and we camped overnight and did some competitions, and it was a lot of fun. So I'm excited to just make that grow.
Well, that would be a lot of fun. Again, obviously, you have the room. Also, I want to get back to something, too, is that you, at the beginning, we briefly mentioned the guided hunts, the guided hunts, which are pretty popular, and exactly what takes place with the hunts and what are they hunting?
They are hunting mostly wild pigs, but we've got some bucks, and they hunt turkeys and
yeah, and that would be something to contact our son, Dawson Work.
Yeah, he's the expert.
Camp 5 Outfitters. Yeah, the website is not up yet, But they're working on it, and you'll be able to contact him through the website with all those hunting details. Because
if you're interested in local wild game hunts, my brother Dawson Work with Camp 5 Outfitters is your guy.
Well, you have all this with the guided tours and so forth and so on, but also something that people may not be aware of, but certainly should be, is that it's called the Mighty Oaks Legacy program.
Over 10 years ago, I think in 2013, Chad Robichaud, who's the founder of the Mighty Oaks Ministry Legacy Program, he asked if we would, take folks riding as an off-site activity for their five-day program. And their five-day program is up at Sky Rose Ranch. They're operating in 4 states, though, now, but very busy, and it's amazing. The program is amazing, and they're all like family. They come once a month. They serve first responders, veterans, men and women, and they go through a five-day program. And then they come to us on a Wednesday morning. The women come Thursday morning, and we get them on horseback. And it's almost like
it's watching magic.
It's amazing. Still not very good at talking about it without having a little meltdown. It's just an anointed program, and we see so much healing, and we appreciate them so very much because they've just dialed in on exactly what people need. And so we're grateful they come, and we get to be a part of it. And the horses just take such good care. And we get groups that is a connection that just opens their heart up. It's just, the horses are just magic. So I can.
I would imagine the smiles on their faces are just there forever.
It's amazing. Yes, yeah. It's so cool. And it's something that... folks, some have ridden, some haven't, some are scared and some aren't, but also they're all just warriors. They can just ride. It's pretty awesome. it's a piece of cake, and it's good for them, and it gets them through the week,
I think our horses and our home really is a good memory that people can take home with them. That is a good positive one with horses, because we've had a lot of people come that are like, ooh, we had a bad accident on a horse and I'm so scared to get on another one.
Yeah.
And they still come sometimes and they do it. And then they are able to leave with a good memory.
Well, what's the old expression? You got to get back up on
the horse. You got to get back on the horse.
Yeah. Exactly. We want to share the old way of things and the ranching way of life and educate. We have a charter school coming in January with all ages, actually. We're going to do a field trip sort of a thing. I have a high school from Selma High. These ag teachers are amazing. It'll be their 5th year to come, and there was almost 25 of them last March, where we can just give them ranch day, like an ag, like they do at the fairgrounds with the ag venture, just to explain as much as we can and keep educating people about our way of life. We don't want to lose sight of it, because it's crucial to protect our land and raise food for our people and the animals and the people. But the people are, most important.
there's a lot for people to see out there, and obviously a lot of things for you to offer with the hunts and the trail rides and the Mighty Oaks. And, of course, when you talk about these packages, again, Christmas is coming. I was thinking about it this morning. Like, wouldn't it be cool if somebody opened up this little envelope and said, hey, January, whatever, we're going out to the work ranch. We're going to get on some horses with family, or just me and you, or something like that. That's pretty neat. So where can people get all the information they need to know about the work ranch?
So we have a website, and it is still working through some kinks, and we're trying to make it better with the calendar. But on our website, we have our phone number, but my mom, Kelly, 805-610-0961,
and that's on the
trail
website.
Rides,
yes,
and yes. www.workranch.com is our website.
All right, Maddie Kelly, thank you very much for coming in, and
thank you for having us.
Best of luck, folks. Coming up next is Susanna and the a ruling from the SCOTUS in Tennessee on the, well, the sex change, and they'll be talking about that this afternoon. Again, thank you for listening. Talk to you tomorrow morning on the Morning Exchange. You're listening to KPRL, AM 1230 and 99.3 FM.
AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.